Very concerning indeed, particularly over the summer months when the risk is most great for people that may be around the river, walking along the river, particularly this stretch in Sion Mills, where quite a lot of people would go on a daily basis with their children, with their families, even to clear the head. I walk that stretch of the river at least once a week. I know it very, very well, and it is disappointing and very worrying that some individual would feel it appropriate to damage this life-saving equipment, which will be absolutely necessary at the most difficult time for someone that may get into some trouble at the river.
It does beggar belief that this is happening quite regularly.
It is, and it isn't the first time that I've conducted an interview or expressed concern in relation to it, nor is it the first time that I've been in contact with the police in relation to it. This seems to be a continuous theme throughout the wider Strabane Disagan, I'm sure, and throughout OMA as well. People should be able to pass this life-saving equipment without tampering with it or interfering with it. It could easily be a friend of theirs or a member of their family that may need it at a very difficult time when someone comes into difficulty at the river. I would urge everybody to leave this equipment alone and not to tamper with it, not to interfere with it, and certainly not to damage it recklessly, because it is complete foolishness and recklessness to interfere with life-saving equipment of any kind, let alone life rings or any sort of materials along the river that could potentially save a life at a very critical time. But we do take this very seriously, and I'm sure all parties speak very strongly in relation to condemning any act of criminal damage in terms of life-saving equipment. And I would urge anybody that knows any information or may have seen anybody around the Sion Mills, what we know as the Swinging Bridge walkway area, to come forward to the police and give that information. There has been people I've known in the past that have sadly drowned in that river, and it is indeed very, very sad. But we need to ensure that we have the equipment there at the very least to do what we can to ensure that we save lives where possible.